DEF mode.
KO4HDX.
Patrick, how was your day?
Beautiful.
Only it just now got beautiful.
Part of my job is I get to be out in the weather, and that is the bad part of my job. I get to be out in the weather.
Be a double A sower.
This week, make it all worthwhile.
It's been nice this week.
Work.
Overall, I mean, I finally caught up on most everything, and hold on one sec. Caught up on everything, and then kind of settled in, so it definitely wasn't a bad day. I know yesterday, golly, it about drove me crazy. Those new cars coming through and people trying to build them and learn at the same time, it's a pain.
It's starting a whole new process. Just a drastic change right there on one day or 1 week.
For a couple weeks, and we had two on Tuesday, and then they slammed us with six of them on Wednesday. And the last one was a right-hand drive, which kind of just totally changes everything. They're similar, but it's not like they're exact mirror images of each other. They change stuff like, you know, modules will be on the same side as a regular car, so then the harness changes its path and all that. Freaking pain in the butt.
And it is, or could be anyway. And if you get somebody that's not paying attention, it could be a real problem. Or something comes down in the wrong order.
That would be a problem. We don't really see much of that. And I'll be honest with you, we kind of dumb the process down so much now where, you know, you look at a computer screen and do a couple things and you won't make many mistakes. Usually it's just dumb luck or just people just really, really not paying attention when they make mistakes.
But human and mechanical errors still happen.
About a recall for the bigger SUV, the one, not the one I build now, but the one that was in the plant that I was in, the 5, 6, and 7, they had to recall like 3,000 something 2025 models.
Pretty quick. That's one thing.
A week's worth of cars. Cause I think they build 400 and something a shift. Both shifts is 800 a day. So, I mean, it was actually pretty good. It just always sucks when they got to do a recall. Nobody wants to do that.
To the mechanics.
It's usually some kind of stupid band-aid that engineer comes up with just to kind of limp it through instead of actually fixing it.
Any way they can do that and be cost effective, that's the way they're going to do it. So, trust me, I've seen my fair share of, like, what in the world are we thinking?
I mean, I've seen my fair share as well. Oh, man, it's crazy what we come up with.
Yes, it is. Just some of it's just unbelievable, the different things you'll do to fix a vehicle.
The sheer amount of felt we use, little sticky felt strips. You know, some of them a couple inches. You know, it'll be like a 2x2 square of it. I mean, we'll patch those things all over the car if you think something's going to rattle.
To have them in the dealership, along with the little sticky Teflon patches to keep the squeaks down where something's going to rub like a plastic panel.
That, we had the new car, and one of the battery brackets was squeaking on it. You know, they can't fix it now. The fix is coming, and it takes time, and it's like, well, we need you to put felt on it right now. I'm like, my people are not putting felt on it. And eventually, I had to give in, and it's like, fine. We'll put two pieces of felt on this bracket, but you got to get this fixed. It's not something we want to keep going long term because, yeah, at the end of the day, the customer's not paying you to put felt on it. They're paying you to build it right.
Their motto is what the customer don't know won't hurt them.
Plenty of that. I'll agree with that. There's plenty of that. But, you know, for the most part, for us, it's not even a cost. You're like, I don't pay the cost of the felt. But it takes me, a person, so much time to to do it. And, you know, I'm sure you dealt with this when y'all were dealing with billing and stuff, and, you know, so much time. But they only get so much time, but then you take that and you, you know, put it over the life of the vehicle. It's a certain dollar amount. And at the end of the day, that amount is not recouped because the customer is not actually willing to pay for it. You know, that's something we had to add on to it afterwards.
Trust me, I know flat rate all too well. Spent 20 years on it.
Come out before. I mean, I only see the crazy stuff BMW comes up with. I couldn't imagine some of the other manufacturers or Chinese manufacturers, what they're willing to do, because we'll see problems at our plant and contact the sister plant in China and be like, hey, are you seeing issues with this? Like, no, not at all. Like, it's coming from the same supplier. How are you not seeing the exact same issue with the exact same part, and you put it on the exact same way? So you're just full of crap.
No evil, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Much. So I was fussing today because, like, one of the little air ducts, I'm like, it don't fit good. It needs to fit good, and somebody needs to fix it. I'm like, well, it's going to cost money. I'm like, I don't care at the end of the day. You know, it needs to fit right. And that's when they brought it up. Well, China's not seeing it. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I've seen it. I've seen it since we started building the pre-cars, and it needs to get fixed. And finally somebody's like, okay, we'll do a, they put a point on it, and then that goes to somebody, and they start tracking it, trying to fix it.
Stuff probably doesn't get actually fixed until they start seeing multiple of them out in the real world, where customers are complaining about it and technicians actually finding it. But they knew about it the whole time.
I guess somebody roll the dice on something, but, you know, if you don't think the customer will ever find it, then it's, you know, sometimes it's not worth the risk to repair it. But then again, like I said, it goes in the shop and it gets found out. That's when it's an issue. Like, we had a car make it to California, and the master cylinder didn't have a little grommet on it. The customer swore up and down it leaked, and the dealership said it leaked, or not the dealership, but the dealership. Man, we run all kinds of tests on it, couldn't get it to do the same thing in the plant. I'm like, there's no flipping way this happened. And so far, we still haven't figured it out. You know, you got to take their word for it, but, you know, everybody says, well, it's supposed to be this severity rating for that defect, but our rating system doesn't say the same thing. And it's like, well, I don't know. You got to do something about it.
I mean, you think about it. Every manufacturer has that built-in levels, or, you know, what they can take and what they'll do. And so, I mean, it's that way with every company. It's not about doing the job right anymore. It's about how many can we get out and how much money can we make.
Today, it's all about that dollar amount. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So, well, Patrick, I pulled in the driveway. I got to hurry and get out of here because we got to be at Scout 7 o'clock for my son's little leadership meeting. So I'm going to run on in. So you be safe on the rest of your way home, and hopefully either holler at you in the morning or holler at you Monday morning. So you have a good weekend if I don't talk to you. KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing you.
Have a good evening. KO4HKX.